seemed like tonight it was sort of one of those things where it's like one half was one way, the second half was another. What was your sort of assessment of what happened in the second half?
I feel like in the first half we played our game with our pace, the way we wanted to play. And in the second half, we didn't execute the game plan as well. So that kind of helped them get back. And from that point after, it was like close, you know, and like they had a confidence. They was playing more transition and wanted to like stop this. So yeah, just didn't go our way after the first half, but we got to do a better job and be consistent for 48 minutes.
Zach, first you had the win in Brooklyn, then you had an awesome Cleveland, and then tonight it just seems as if without your star playmaking point guard, the offense is kind of stagnated late in games. So with that being said, I know you guys are still trying to get accustomed to playing without Trey in those scenarios. How has the team adjusted offensively with him out late in games? And second off, what has the focus been regarding a playmaking or a leadership standpoint on who is, you know, taking the reins in those scenarios, you know, in those situations?
I feel like everybody gotta give a little bit more, and that's what we're trying to do as a team. And yeah, just play for each other, be able to play our own defense, execute the game plan every night, and just, you know, make sure we they're guarding us a team, and then I feel like the offense can take care of themselves, because we're gonna have like the flow, and we're gonna be able to play with space, quickness, and I feel like just, you know, I feel like we gotta execute a little bit better, and yeah, the point, also the point is that we have a lot of great players, and I feel like we can like we have a different minutes, different type of player who can bring a lot to the table, and we just gotta keep trusting each other, make sure to do the right play, and yeah, that's it.
To piggyback on that last question there, man, when it comes to the adjustments without Trey, both offensively and defensively, are there big adjustments you guys have got to make as a team, or are they little adjustments?
I feel like there's the adjustments, you know, we gotta keep finding our way, you know, it's because obviously Trey is a great player who leads our offense. So now that he's out, we just gotta figure how to play, like I say, how to play for each other, and be better for my teammate. Like I'm talking about playmaking, shooting, defensively rebounding, and I feel like that's the way to that's the right approach to be able to you know, play better. But I think we're doing a pretty good job, and we're gonna keep working on it. And I feel like we're gonna be just fine, because we have a lot of like I said, great player who likes to work out, so I'm not worried about that.
Zach, coach has often talked about this team being one of the youngest in the league, and I wonder what lessons you guys maybe take away from tonight that help you long term?
I feel like just being consistent. Like I said a bit before, in the first night, it was like everything was working well, and because we executed well the game plan also. So this, I feel like we gotta stay consistent for 48 minutes and just, you know, execute, and I feel like that's gonna be a that's a goal, especially for like myself included. Like as a young player, you wanna be able to learn, and once you learn, you gotta stay consistent in the work that you put in and the thing that you've learned. So yeah, just be consistent in our work and in our approach.
That kind of going off of that, how do you find a balance when you're on a back-to-back to feeling this loss, taking those adjustments from this loss, but then using it to quickly flush, get over, and prepare for another great team, the Lakers, for tomorrow?
I feel like we got to take this game and learn from it, you know. But at the same time, we don't gotta put our heads down, because we have a game in less than 24 hours now. So we just gotta be able to get ready for the next game, and that comes like with the. I'm in the right mindset for the film tomorrow morning, and just gotta stay ready to play, and obviously the gotta take care of our body. So yeah, we play a lot of minutes tonight, and I feel like recovery is a big part of getting ready for back to back. So yeah.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks.